What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We love to introduce you to members of our church, people from our community, and I always find it to be a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
It's almost St. Patty's Day. Chase the snakes away, Jesus. How are you?
I am too blessed to be stressed, and I'm from the Emerald Isle, and I got Christ on speed dial.
Okay.
I'm a little bit Irish. I'm just a little fraction of Irish.
Oh, really? What are you, Hallie? I've never asked.
I found out I'm Belgium, Irish, Scottish, English, Irish, and a little bit German and French.
Oh, so you've got a lot of the ish ones.
European through and through, I guess.
And do you feel just like a strong sense of cultural heritage to your heritage?
Well, it makes me feel like I have to tinkle, honestly, because pean is in the name. You know, I always...
What?
European. It feels like, you know, you're kind of thinking of them sort of taking a squat over there all the time when you hear the word European, don't you?
No. Anyway, Hallie, how are you?
Oh, well, I'm kind of excited about St. Patrick's Day, although I'm tempering it because I just never am sure if, as Christ followers, we're supposed to really give a flip about it, you know?
Right.
And I thought Steve did such a great job this weekend. Lead Pastor Steve used the theme of St. Patty's Day to just talk about the love of Christ and his power in our life this weekend, and how a lot of times, you know, people get all hung up on, you know, the St. Paddy's Day holiday, and they think it's about drinking beer and everything.
Ugh.
So Steve just used it as a classic way to be relevant but point people, you know, to the truth. And I think it's been really fun around campus here at Twin Hill.
It's been so celebratory. And I love when you can take a holiday away from the people who don't really deserve the holiday and make it about Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful around here. I mean, you know, the Steve, that we had pots of those gold chocolate coins when you came into the into the main auditorium. And we also had, well, we dyed the Lazy River green.
It looks awesome.
It is gorgeous. And I'm not sure the chemical they used to do that. But, you know, it was interesting, Hallie. I was walking by on the way from my office. All the frogs were just leaping out of the water. It almost looked like something biblical, you know? Just for some reason, the frogs didn't like the green stuff.
Oh, that's weird, because it seems like they wouldn't even know it was green. They'd be like, what's green?
Right.
Because they're green.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't like that color, but a lot of them were jumping out of the water half-burned. And then, I guess as you go into the auditorium, it was just so festive. And Irish, you know, Irish music was playing. There were Irish dances on the stage. And then, like you said, Steve really brought it home with his awesome message.
Well, I thought it was a great opportunity because I have Catholic neighbors.
Ugh.
And I am always trying to witness to them. I just,
oh, good.
It's like a constant, it's at the forefront of my mind anytime I see either one of them, even if they're just coming over saying, hey, can I use Lance's leaf blower or whatnot? I use every interaction as an opportunity to witness to them. And I thought, you know what? St. Patrick's Day, because it's got that word in it, saint, you know, and they love, I don't know why Catholics, it's like they're trying to be so flowery or something. They're putting saint before everybody's name. Saint Paul, Saint John. Hey, guess what? I can save you a syllable. It's Paul. It's John. It's Peter. It's, you know.
And these were names that were purposefully simple. I mean, Jesus, they probably had weirder names, and Jesus was like, nope, you're Peter. Nope, you're Phil. Nope, you're John, you know?
Exactly.
Jesus was about simplicity.
Yes, and so I've always been a little bit leery of Catholics, and it's because, of course, you know, I was raised to see them as wolves in sheep's clothing because, you know, it's like they're kind of close to the truth. I mean, they're talking about Jesus, but they just a little bit, they're
barely,
a tad
though.
Askew.
Yeah, they're always talking about its mom.
Sometimes I don't mind that because I do feel like mothers in general are underappreciated.
Oh, but really?
I feel like we talk about them all the time. An offer to my neighbors where I said, you know what? We're having a special St. Patty's Day program at my church, Twin Hills, and it's an awesome church. You'd be so blown away by the creative programming, and you'd have so much fun, and it would get you in the mood for your holiday, because I really do think it is a Catholic holiday, right?
Oh, I think it's bigger than Christmas to them. Well, definitely bigger than Easter.
Well, we've got Notre Dame right here in the great state of Indiana, and that's a Catholic college, and, you know, I think they're pretty good, and they're Irish, and...
Well, they think they're good.
Well... I do like Irish hospitals. I do, because they don't do abortions, but that might be the only good thing about these Catholics. So I invited my neighbors to Twin Hills for St. Patty's Day weekend. And they said, you know what, how about you come with us to mass at our church one time, and then we'll come with you to Twin Hills. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious, how am I going to get through this? And honestly, Gray, I was a little embarrassed, because I was like, okay. But then I was embarrassed being seen in the parking lot and going in there. I didn't want anyone to think one of them.
Did you wear a disguise?
Well, I wore my classic disguise, the, you know, a big caftan from LuLaRoe and some big chunky knockoff Gucci glasses and chunky jewelry,
that type of thing. Kind of a disguise.
But I got in there and I was so bored, Gray, I almost fell asleep the whole time. The only thing keeping me awake was that we had to keep standing up, sitting down, and the pews were so hard. I almost needed a hemorrhoid pillow just to be able to be comfortable enough to take a snooze, a quick nap break, if you know what I mean. But I did notice when I tuned in to what they were talking about, when I could try to gather meaning from how boring it was, I did hear them talking about Jesus a lot.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, I didn't realize they're into Jesus. And I was like, well, I guess that's okay.
But how do you even concentrate on Jesus when you're sitting on a bench like that? I mean, at least at Twin Hills and in the VIP section, we have theater seating, and it's completely reclined, and you have cup holders. And in the rest of the auditorium, I mean, the seats are really nice.
Oh, cushions, and you can tilt them back.
Yeah, you have a place for your coffee, and
you have
armrests.
It feels fantastic when you sit down with a nice little sweat whipped up on your skin from the heated praise and worship. You can relax in such a comfortable chair. And as you know, I've been drinking a lot of juice lately because it's so much more healthy than soda pop. So I go in there with my big tumbler of juice, and there's not even a single place to put it. They don't have a cup holder anywhere. They kind of had these hymnal holders. I was trying to shove my big tumbler in there. It kept bouncing off the concrete floors and making all sorts of noise, drawing attention. Luckily, I had my sunglasses on even inside. But man, a living.
Well, did you get them to come to Twin Hills and really compare and contrast? Because that is going to sell them.
Well, that's the thing, and I'm so discouraged, but I'll try again next year. I went to their service. I held up my end of the bargain, Gray, and guess what? Turns out on Sunday morning, Alice said her back had gone out, and they wouldn't be able to join me at Twin Hills, and I was so disappointed.
I hope you can hear my eyes rolling.
I actually think I can hear it. It's like a...
Oh, really? Yeah. I know. I've been having this thing where when I roll my eyes, it makes like a squeak noise.
Yeah, it's like squeaking and clicking. It almost sounds like one of those Swiss watches with all the mechanisms in it. Huh. Yeah. Any hoodles, I was really disappointed because then lead pastor Steve got up and in our St. Paddy's Day themed service. And I just was thinking about my neighbors the whole time and how it would have blessed them and probably saved them. Because he had this thing, you know, the auditorium was all decorated in all sorts of rainbows going into pots of golds and four leaf clovers and everything. And then at one point, Steve brought up a graphic on the IMEG screens of a big four leaf clover. And he started talking about the idea of luck, you know, the luck of the Irish. Oh, I wish I had better luck. Oh, you know, the idea of luck. And it was just a perfect segue for him to talk about like luck. What even is luck? There is no such thing as luck. This is something these Irish and these Catholics and everything, they're just making up.
Yeah, luck sucks.
See? And so he put up this big graphic of a four-leaf clover, and then he had a sandaled foot of Jesus come down and crush the four-leaf clover.
So fun.
He said, there's no such thing as luck. There is providence, there is prophecy, and there is prayer.
And protein, you know.
That's true.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinevo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Just like the Holy Spirit influences the words we say in our prayers as we petition our Heavenly Father, our guest today is an influencer extraordinaire. Welcome back to the program, Lally Mulligan. How you feeling today, Lally?
Oh, y'all, it is so good to be here to see you both. What a blessing from the Lord himself.
Oh,
I feel so good today, as always.
Oh, good. Well, I know you dress based on mood. So when you walked in here in pink on pink on pink, I said, well, what mood is this?
I'm still in my Barbie era. What can I say? I love that movie. It taught me about feminism. I did not know what it was until the movie.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. And what is it? And is it okay to be a
fan? I know.
So feminism is so beautiful. It's when it just basically says women can wear pink and that is okay. And they just want to be pretty and that's fine. Let them be pretty.
Let women be women again. Am I right? I mean,
right.
If it's not Baroque, don't fix it. You know, girls, exactly. If you don't feel sexy in a Birkenstock, put on a heel and a lip. I mean, it's simple.
I know. And I know a lot of people didn't like the Barbie movie, but I just went in there with a positive attitude and I came out saying, I really loved all the clothes in that.
Oh, yeah. I love that because, I was a bit bored and I didn't, you know, when I hear about feminism, I don't really pay attention. And right. I'm just kind of wondering if we could redefine feminism as, you know, boys will be boys and ladies will be ladies. Mm. And you can be as feminist as you want, but, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe let's just keep them separated is what I think.
No, I totally agree with that. I am just... To be honest with you, my life has changed so much since I last saw y'all.
Oh, really? What's
so
going on?
So I'm just kind of like, well, obviously I'm still an influencer,
awesome.
So don't you worry.
Awesome.
But I did get a divorce, which I know y'all are probably judging me so hard about.
Grieves the heart of God.
I am, but I'm hoping that, maybe you could, is there any chance of repair?
No, like, yeah, no. He cheated on me and I cheated on him.
No.
And then we were both cheating on each other with each other's best friends.
Oh.
And then I got mad that he knew that I was cheating. So I started cheating on him with somebody else after that. And I cheated on the guy that I cheated with.
Oh, wow.
And he started cheating on the girl that he was cheating with. So by the end of it, we just thought, you know what? It's best. It's like, I just think the Lord would want us to go our separate ways.
Who was the last person to cheat in that scenario in terms of the sort of ripple effect of the cheating that was happening?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, I guess it would have been my mom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my mom cheated on my dad when she heard that I was cheating on my husband. And she found out that my dad was cheating on her, which is just... But they're still together. They're going strong. You know, they are going to work it out.
And isn't that interesting, good. Hallie? Because we say this all the time. Divorce can destroy a family. And not just the family of, you know, Lally and her husband. But it really just seems like it went like a tidal wave through your friends and also your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I
Absolutely.
Don't know about his family. But I just wonder if, you know, it just...
Oh, they died. Yeah.
Oh, no. From this.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so much divorce that they died of broken hearts.
Oh, it happens every day.
It really does.
It happens every day. Every day.
Wow.
But you know, I just picked myself up from my bootstraps, my Armani boots and my Gucci straps. And I went and I thought, you know what, it's best that I find someone new. And I immediately found a new husband who I am so in love with, y'all. And that definitely changed my brand.
Oh, really?
So my brand is, it's a little bit different than the last time I was on, yeah.
And are you still, so because the last time you were on, I guess, let's see, your brand was a lot of floppy hats. You would oftentimes like to take pictures of yourself on vacation.
Mm-hmm,
I think
right.
there was a thing about like, this is how I wake up. And you always, I couldn't imagine
Precious
waking
a daisy.
Up like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the brand now?
So now I'm doing kind of this really cool thing where I have a bunch of kids now. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
I
much has changed.
I gave birth to them real quick. Yeah. And we adopted some too. Yeah.
Oh,
so
I love it.
Basically it's these videos, mostly TikTok now. And it's these videos of me kind of making sourdough from scratch.
Oh, cool.
In sort of, old fashioned clothes. Like beautiful, like vintage dresses and stuff like that. And obviously behind the scenes, I have a full staff of people working for me, helping me make that sourdough. But, the video content is just me making a beautiful loaf, putting it in.
Amazing.
Like beautiful kids coming in and out of the room.
A woman in the kitchen. It's a gorgeous image.
And
I bet by having all these children, guess what you did? You expanded your audience because now all these moms are going to want to tune in and see how you do it.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. And everybody's not. It. What's so nice is that it is aspirational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it basically says to everybody, okay, I know you're working two jobs, but what's stopping you from making a sourdough loaf from scratch and making the butter by hand and also, you know, picking from your vegetable garden, which you grew yourself? What is stopping you from making, a beautiful shepherd's pie? With a fresh kale
and
salad.
I guess a lot of people would say like their job because or something like that, like something stupid.
Right, something stupid like that.
But, you know, it's just like, you have time if you – I talk about working out and I say, look, you have the time if you make the time. And that's why I wake up, 4:30 a.m.
Yep.
I'm at the gym. I also go at my lunch break and I also go out to work. And I make the time. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And I think the Lord I do think that the Lord is telling you, you know what? If you want your kids to be healthy, then make them that baguette. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Don't buy it from the store. Make the time, make the space, and really the money will follow. And obviously, I'm not really making the loaves and stuff like that. Like I said, like my staff is. But I know that I'm inspiring so many people to do the right thing, to cook for their children from scratch.
So, I mean, I'm looking at your YouTube now, which, so I noticed you did change your last name. It's the Pettigrew Crew. Pettigrew Crew. Okay. So your husband's last. And then who's the older gentleman? Is this your grandfather in a lot of these videos?
Oh yeah. No, that is, my grandfather, Peepaw.
Okay.
Oh. So he's best friends with my husband, who is about the exact same age as my grandpa. That's how I met him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Because there's two older gentlemen that look, I thought they were maybe identical twins, except one's clearly in his 90s and one's clearly in his maybe 80s.
89.
Okay.
89.
What? Isn't that so cool that the sperm still works? I think it's awesome.
I think it's so cool,
too. So your husband's 89. Wow.
Yeah, he's old.
And he's in his... So how old was his father when he was born?
His father was younger.
Okay.
I think his father was 69.
Wait, so his father was 69 when he was born?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow. And there's only 11 years between them.
Yeah, the sperm still works.
Amazing. Yep. Wow. And how many of these children are natural births for you? Because clearly not some of them, because they look a bit different.
Yeah, are you using a surrogate?
Right. We've got about 11 kids.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I just thought, you know what? I'm all in. And obviously he's all in because he has probably only a few more years on this earth with us, if we're being honest. Yeah. So we went for it.
Oh, I love it.
So I got a kind of a package deal. I just got a bunch of kids from the orphanage in town.
Wow.
And then obviously I popped out a few
because
the sperm still works.
And you said you have about 11 kids. Does it fluctuate? Are there some who, like, are they older? They come and go or what?
They try to run away, you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah, on average, it's about 11.
Okay. Wow. That's impressive.
Well, and at least in this video, I like that some of them say IVF baby on them.
Awesome.
Because right.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about that, because I guess there's just a lot going on right now with IVF.
Oh yeah. It's so controversial.
It's so controversial. And I'm just going, hey, we need more Christian babies and Christian women to have babies in this world. You know, did you run into any problems with IVF?
Right. Yeah, no, such a good question. No. Well, so I didn't really know that IVF was IVF. Like, I thought they were just like, you know what, we're just helping you all have a baby or whatever.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, well, obviously I need some help. Like, I have to, I'm looking to have 11 kids in the next, 3 years.
Wow.
And so they were like, well, best treatment's IVF because it increases the chances you're going to have twins.
Oh, and did you have any?
I did.
Oh, fun.
I had a triplets, actually.
Oh.
So there are three of them. Yeah.
Wow.
I love them. It's kumquat, clementine, and salamander.
Oh,
and
I love them.
They are just the freaking cutest. I'm obsessed. But yeah, I did not know that IVF was IVF. And then obviously when all this stuff, politics and all that, they started talking about IVF, I thought, well, that sounds like the devil.
Yeah.
And obviously none of us should do that. The Lord should either bless you with children or not.
Right.
And then I learned I'd already done it, IVF.
That is always surprising, isn't it?
Oh,
well,
my God.
Yeah, it's terrifying to find out that you could drop a cookie sheet and kill 100 kids.
Thank you.
I mean, my land.
Is that how they put them? They put them on a cookie sheet?
Yeah.
They
go into a walk-in freezer like you have in the back of a Buca di Beppo or whatever. And I mean, I'll tell you what, forgive me if this is too personal, but did you have them with your own body? Do you know they're yours?
Question. Yeah. No, I had a few surrogates, actually. So, yeah.
So that's how you keep
your body. Because obviously I couldn't have changed my body.
Right.
I was going to say your body is banging.
Thank you. Am I allowed
to say that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
three in a row would just shred your undercarriage in a way that would send even an elderly man away.
My undercarriage needs to be taught.
Same.
And tight, and I need that because I'm taking bikini pics every single day.
Yeah.
And obviously my brand has changed some, so I do wear an apron now sometimes when I'm in my bikinis and stuff like that.
Right.
That's awesome.
Or I'm holding a fresh loaf.
Yes.
Or I'm doing the laundry by hand outside.
Awesome.
But all for show, obviously.
Yeah.
Just for pics.
I think a clothesline is underrated. And if I may offer you a word basket of encouragement, Lally, I think this rebrand you've done with your new fashion looks, the fact that you are making Little House on the Prairie dresses hip, I think it's a win for Christ because it's so modest and now all these hipsters are doing it and I love it.
That is so sweet. I really do love, one of my favorite things is just the way that the line blurs between really, really hip folk in LA who are anti-vax and, you know, someone like us.
Yes.
The more that we can blur that line through the internet, the better.
I think so too. I'm looking through some of your numbers here and amazing stuff. And I like this one, which was, I guess it seems like in this video, you vaccinated your children with the sourdough starter. Is that right?
That's right. I was doing kind of a joke.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, you really want to get vaccinated? I'll vaccinate you.
That's awesome.
You know, it's a funny little joke because, you know, obviously none of us are vaccinated. Yeah. And, but yeah, you know, that was, I believe in that video, I think
it looks like Salamander boys. Because he,
where's that kumquat or clementine?
They all look the same, to be honest to me. I can't tell
and
any of them.
And the bright red hair, just really red hair.
Right. And then we have Hudson and Braxton and Braxt Huds.
Oh, they're darling.
It's a combo, yeah.
Is this the microphone?
And those are the three adopted triplets, I guess.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, no, so I only wanted to do triplets. But obviously, I got three sets of triplets,
oh, wow.
So that's nine of them. And then I got twins, which I was kind of bummed about, but they're fun. You know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
And is this beautiful woman on the side of the photo on your phone, is that the nanny? I mean, she's gorgeous. She looks like a Sudanese model or something.
Yeah, no, she is the nanny. Yeah, so she's one of, I have about 20 people helping me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Awesome.
My husband, I don't know if I mentioned this, he's very wealthy.
Oh, wonderful.
I was wondering blessed, that because blessed, I guess blessed, in some blessed. Of these videos also, you know, he's showing off some, I guess these are automatic weapons of some sort.
Yeah.
And is,
oh, wow.
And so is he of the Pettigrew, of the Pettigrew firearm family?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You put it together. Yep.
Yeah.
He is from a gun family, but the gun family,
right.
Gun families, really.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You can't go to a shooting in America and not find a Pettigrew.
That's what I always say. You know, actually, whenever a school shooting happens or something like that, I go, honey, what did they use?
Oh, good question. That's always my first question,
and
too.
And when we find out, I'm always, I mean, I obviously it's so sad or whatever, but I'm always going, a little part of me is like, yep, yes.
Yes. Because it's free advertising.
It is. That's what I'm talking about, you know? Even negative, all bad press is good press.
And even for the good shootings, I think that's probably good placement where it's like, mm-hmm. you know, when you had a good guy with a gun that came in and shot the terrorist or shot the mall shooter or rescued the whole family from the van that was, you know, sinking because, you know, I don't know how you would save the sinking family with a gun per se, but I guess what I'm saying is it's always good if the gun that was used for good is probably a Pettigrew gun.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. If we could be so lucky, you know, they'd all be Pettigrews.
Oh.
Fingers crossed.
Well, I was recently overseas. I took one of my daughters to Paris because she had a school trip.
Which daughter?
And the one who doesn't shave her armpits and flirts with socialism. Anyway, we were over there and Lally, we were talking to French people, asking them, have you been to the States? Have you been to New York, Chicago, Atlanta? You know, bragging about, you know, we're the greatest country on earth. And everyone we met overseas, Lally, said, oh, I would never go to the States. I don't want to be shot. And I said, oh, you're not going to be shot.
Oh,
and they said,
come on.
They said, it's every other week in the news. Masses are getting shot in America. And I said, yeah, but it doesn't, it hasn't happened to me yet. And if it hasn't happened to you, it's not a problem. Am I right?
Yeah. And I'm just like, you should be so lucky, you know, if it's a Pettigrew, like you should be so lucky. Bless you.
Now,
like it's rare, really.
But I'm worried about your career if Biden bans TikTok. Will you lose your income?
I know. Well, no.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still huge on Instagram. I'm still huge on Facebook.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I'm kind of like, obviously, TikTok is full of freaks.
Really?
People I do not agree with. But at the same time, you know, I have a big freaking following on there. A lot of men looking at what I've got going on.
Yeah.
And it would be hard to let them go, to be honest with you. It would be hard.
And it's important to show these fellas how alluring a woman of God is so that
Absolutely.
They can get a taste for Christ-following gals.
The only women I follow on TikTok are Christ-following women. I think they're so beautiful because I love women so much. And I think that women, you know, especially if they're modest on TikTok, I'm like, yeah, modest is hottest. I'm sorry.
Modest is hottest.
I know. And I had to learn that the hard way because, you know, a lot of my pics were bikini pics. But now, yeah, I've got the floral dresses on and I've got my hair braided.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do wear a bonnet, you know, or sometimes I'll go and I'll pick fruit and I'll be wearing like big puffy sleeves, you know, and people get so freaking, and I'm sorry to say this on here, horny.
Is really? That right?
Oh. They do.
Well, I'm reading some of the comments and, you know, like Raspberry69 from, you know, says this.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Him.
Yeah. This Laura Ashley slut looks like she's the third wife of a Mormon. I don't understand what that means.
Is that high praise?
Yeah, that? Right. Well, so, okay. So there are some other like, I don't know what they call them, trad wives. That's something they've been calling us. I don't know. I'm not offended by that, traditional wife. But there's this beautiful Utah couple, Mormon couple, and I believe they live in LA. They're both models. They're gorgeous.
Oh, really?
They're always cooking. She's making, oh my gosh. She's one of my biggest competitors.
Really?
So actually, to be compared to her, for someone to say I look Mormon, honestly, I'm complimented. She's absolutely stunning. And definitely, she's 21 and she's got like 5 kids. So respect. That someone would, I think, look 21.
I think, yeah, I think you definitely look an age.
Yeah.
And I think I love your videos personally.
Yeah.
Because even if you do have competitors, I don't think anybody's doing it quite like you. I mean, when you fed the kids from the trough, I thought that awesome. Was amazing with the cheese, the bucket of cheese in the trough.
You saw that? Yeah.
Amazing.
I just said, it's piggy time. Yeah. And I put out the trough and they went to freaking town. Did you see the follow-up video where they all go to the bathroom?
Yes. Oh, yes, with the drone.
That was awesome. That was great.
Yeah, we had a drone going in. I mean, I just dug another trough in the yard and they're all going in there. It's wild.
It's really funny, Hallie, because they eat from the trough and then it says to be continued and then they're all running out of the house and going to this trough in the yard and it's an overhead shot. So you see all the little pigs in the yard, or kids in the yard.
Yeah, they are pigs.
Wow.
And, you know, the thing is, the kids are, they are, I tell them, you know, every single day they have to have it's about 6 hours of filming that we do.
Awesome.
So yeah, they go to school, they do all that. But when they come home, it's mommy's work time. Yep. They are going to be in the videos with me. Yep. I tell them. And, you know, it's great. They hate it. But when they get through it, they're always grateful. When I show them how many views they got in the comments, you know, when people call them cute or whatever, or ugly, I show it to them, everything. And because I know that is building up their self-confidence, making them feel strong. It's good for you.
That is awesome. And look at this one. I like this video you have on Instagram where, what is this? You got one of these like big 50-gallon tubs from Home Depot and then you made a 7-layer dip in it for the whole family, just throwing in industrial cans of beans and a 20-gallon thing of salsa and cheddar. This is hilarious.
And then they all get in it. They all get in it and they wrestle.
Jump in.
So I've always wondered about that. Like when you go to do, because like this one says, you know, we're a Costco, the Pettigrew crew shops at Costco.
Oh, cool.
We are Costco fame.
Okay. And you are getting like sponsorship money from Costco? How does that work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No. Well, oftentimes, you know, I've had lots of companies who've wanted to end their relationship with me, but that also opened the door to so many more fun companies want to have a relationship. I do Hobby Lobby. I do Chick-fil-A. I do, what else?
Home Depot?
Home Depot, yeah.
And Home Decor.
And Home Decor.
Yeah.
And Decoy Decor, too, as
fun.
Well.
And you didn't do Bed Bath & Beyond, but you did this Bed Bath & Between? I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. That's a company. It's just online.
Oh. What's between bed and bath? I'm trying to think, like a hallway or a...
Yeah, it's mostly hallway stuff, hallway decor.
Oh, cool. That's...
So, you know, little tables.
Little tables, maybe a...
You know, place for your shoes.
Okay, shoe rack, maybe a rug. I don't know. I just don't really think of a hallway as being
Only runners.
Oh, runners.
No rugs.
A lot of
only
framed
runners.
Photos.
Frame
that's
photos,
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the between. Yeah, you don't really think about that part of the house as being something that you really think about the decorating, but you are.
A hallway.
Oh, it's so important. Oh, my God, yeah. And, you know, maybe you guys have seen some of my videos where I'll go to I did a little thing for World Market, which I thought was so surprising, but I just read. I just kind of ramble on the Bible.
Oh, cool.
I just say, you know, I'm going to give you a reading, and I just say whatever. I don't even have a Bible. I don't know what's in it at all. But I just go and I talk live on a live stream for about, you know, 2.5 hours, something like that. And I'll come out of it and I'll be like, I blacked out. I have no idea what I'm saying.
I mean, I've said this before, Hallie. You don't need the Bible to be Christian.
See?
Jesus didn't say read the Bible, right?
That's right.
He said,
exactly.
Follow me. Yep. And he said, you know, help the poor. And I think the best place to help the poor is World Market, because isn't all that stuff basically made by children and, you know, different places like that.
Isn't that beautiful? It's all made by kids. little tiny hands made that, all that.
Well, and
that must be why the detail is good.
Oh, yeah. The detail is so good. And speaking of, I love the one where Salamander is in the basket on the back of the truck and you all do the whole Indiana Jones thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where the basket falls off the truck. And oh.
Did you see the one where I put him on the roof and I pretended, you know, like I put my coffee cup up there and I put him on there and I get in the car and I drive and he falls off the back.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's fun.
Yeah. Isn't that one funny?
And oh, so wait, was that the one? And then you were like, where's my coffee?
Yes.
Or you said, I can't function without my coffee, is something really funny like that. Like, you don't want to see me without my coffee.
I said, yeah, don't you dare talk to me. I'll freaking kill you unless I've had my coffee.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, this is awesome. So fun.
Meanwhile, my son is rolling off the back of the car. I just thought that was such a, because we do a lot of pranks. We do a lot of prank stuff.
Yeah. But what I like about the pranks, and you know, pranks can be hard when there's somebody that's the victim of the prank.
I know.
But the way you all do it, the way the Pettigrew crew does it, is nobody is the butt of the joke.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, it's always going to be just something fun, like a kid falling out of a basket of the truck or off the roof, you know, like watching a bunch of the kids run out in the yard with diarrhea or whatever.
Some people have said that the kids are the victims of the pranks, which I know. But the kids love it. Yep. You know, I don't know if you saw that one where I had my 4-year-old crouch down behind my 3-year-old, and then I pushed my 3-year-old over my 4-year-old backwards. Yeah.
Oh, that is funny.
I found it. This is a good one.
Isn't that funny?
This is good.
And he fell. We had to take him to the hospital because of kind of a head concussion.
Oh, okay.
But we were laughing all the way to the hospital.
Oh, that's one. And a family that laughs together, I'll tell you what. And speaking of online, have you heard very much about this main character syndrome people are getting diagnosed with, that they think, you know, they're the star of a movie and everyone in the world is just an extra in their movie? I mean, have you ever experienced anything like that? It sounds made up.
That sounds made up to me. No. I mean, obviously, if we were in a movie, I would be the main character of the Pettigrew crew,
yep.
Just because I've had the biggest following for the longest time.
Right.
And I do remind everyone of that, you know.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut. Mommy's got the biggest following. But at the end of the day, you know, just like New York City is a character in every movie, the rest of the crew, you know, they're just as important.
And
there is no movie without New York City.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess most movies are set in New York City, and even the ones that aren't, New York City ends up being kind of a character in it anyway, doesn't it?
It's always a character in every single movie that I've ever seen. New York is a character. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I like it that you don't have separate accounts for your kids.
Right.
Because as soon as you start doing that, as soon as you start making it into, you know, an archipelago of a bunch of different accounts, I'm going, hey guys, I don't know who to follow here from the Pettigrew crew. I'm not going to follow every triplet.
Right.
And I'm definitely not going to follow the twins. And so it's just like, I like that you keep it all under one roof.
I love that too. I just think, you know, first of all, if any one of them started their own account, we would have a conversation about that. Because I just don't know how I feel about kids having their own accounts and stuff like that. That just doesn't sit right with me for them to be on the internet like that, which obviously they can do. You know, I let them have their internet time on their iPods and iPads and all that. But no, for me, you know, it's just most important that we're all condensed.
Yeah.
Right. We're a family.
Yeah.
We're a family.
Well, it's good to keep your kids offline because I think, you know, how it has the rear facing camera, your phone can tell who's looking at the screen. And if your phone sees that it's an infant, toddler, an elementary school age kid, they pump the porno to them. You know, they want to get them started on the porno at an early age. And so you really just can't let kids be scrolling around online because the next thing you know, they're learning
they really are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I couldn't say it. Oh.
And Lally, I guess, but before we let you go, I did want to ask. So there was some controversy, I guess, with, you know, people in your comments being like, is she, you know, child trafficking or whatever, just because you got so many kids.
Right.
So quickly.
Right.
No, clearly this lady is a lady that is probably at the forefront of stopping child trafficking because she's taking a bunch of kids that people don't want.
Yep.
Right.
But, you know, how did you deal with that?
It was so tragic.
Really?
Really, to get criticized like that. Because every day I am getting back, you know, I'm really thinking about all the children all the time. I mean, I've been posting Save the Children since 2019.
Oh, wow. You know? That's a long time.
Yeah.
I've just randomly been putting Save the Children. Yeah. You know, believe children, believe in the children.
Right.
We are the children.
Yeah.
We are the world, you know? So to me, it just was one of those things where I thought, you know what? They're jealous.
Yeah.
They're so freaking jealous of this beautiful life I put together with all 11 of my kids, like hopscotch and ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sorry, sidewalk.
Those are the names of the kids. I'm sorry. Are we saying things from Bed Bath and Beyond? Or between?
No. Those are the names of the kids.
Oh, okay.
So creative. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Return.
Return?
What a great name. Yeah.
That one's got to be one from the orphanage, right? In case you have a...
Yeah, that one. Well, that one was because we tried to return him, but they wouldn't take him back. So we just thought, return.
I've always wondered that. And I didn't know who to ask because I've returned a cat, to the pound. But I've thought about that. Can you return a child once you've adopted them?
No, you can't. Oh. I mean, I wish I knew
I
that
wish
ahead
Nordstrom's
of time.
Had kids because they have a great return.
I know.
And great sales right now.
And right?
Really good. Mm-hmm.
Look, to be honest with you, I don't know that I would have gotten all 11. I think I would have started smaller if I had known that you couldn't return. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I did not read the fine print on my marriage or on this. So really, the message to all your listeners, I would just say, always read the fine print.
Lally Mulligan was played by the lovely and hilarious Lily Sullivan. Check her out on Righteous Gemstones and also go to her fabulous podcast. It's called This Book Changed My Life. Greg and I have both done it. She's an amazing improviser and it's very, very fun. Follow her at Lily Yilly. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.